Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of And That's That on That.
An entertainment podcast that no one asked for, but here we are anyways. I'm Gavin Bailey.
And I'm Haley Chapman. And today we've got episode number 8 coming in hot. Gavin, how the hell have you been?
So good. This last month, I feel like it's...
It flew by.
It flew by.
I blinked and it's August.
It's August. No, I actually was going to say the opposite.
This last month
actually has been one of the slower months for me because I feel like the time that goes by in between these episodes goes by pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But this time it felt like a long time.
Well, you were in Denmark.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yes, I'm back from Denmark.
A world traveler.
That was a great, great trip. I got to see a lot of my old friends. I almost said in Danish. I love it when I get to see them in Danish.
You got to see Tim Shu.
I got to see some producers that I met over there. I'm not even going to try and say their names like on this show because I'm going to butcher it.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was a great time. The trip took forever to get there. I slept though, like the whole plane ride, which
first
was nice.
First class.
I did, yeah. I'm not going to boast about that. I'm very grateful that I got to sit first class because
he's so humble.
Let's just be honest for a minute. I have sat coach several times on the way to Europe, and there is a world difference.
Yeah.
I will say that right now.
So have I. It's no bueno.
Very grateful. Shout out American Air
for the hookup. For accommodating us.
But anyways, I'm doing well. Haley, your voice is a little shaken. What's going on?
So I've just been a busy bee these last few weeks. I haven't had a free weekend. I'm just so busy. No, I've had like bachelorette parties, bridal showers, all the weddings that were supposed to happen last year have been postponed and now they're happening. So
all at the same time, I feel.
Yeah. And so that really just turns into not a lot of sleep for me. And when I don't get sleep, I lose my voice. So it's coming back. But in this interview, I feel like it was really raspy. So just bear with me, guys. I know it's annoying.
And we got to record this interview in our brand new studio.
Yes.
We're so excited that we got this space. It's like fully soundproof. It's a tiny little spot, but mm-hmm. It's great. It's got the best equipment.
It's legit.
Everything we need. And we're excited because we get to have guests in there.
In person, eventually.
Yeah. So we'll have some people in person once this spike of COVID goes away.
Ugh, I'm so sick of it.
We did take some COVID tests prior to this episode
for safety.
We were tested, I feel like, probably 10 times in the last 2 weeks because I've been exposed so many times. I've been exposed like 4 times. So
love it. Love that.
In the last 2 weeks. Yeah, so crazy times. Please wear a mask. If you are vaccinated, still be careful because you can get it and spread it to someone else who is vulnerable.
Correct.
So that's my PSA for And That's That on That today.
Well, as we get into this week's episode, do you guys remember a few episodes back when we said we need an astrologer on the podcast after our psychic episode? We were like, we need someone on the podcast that knows about astrology and spirituality. And guess what?
We got
the best
person to come on. I'm not sure if you guys know of her, but I'm sure there's at least a few of you that are subscribed to her newsletter. The company is called Cosmic RX. Her name is Maddie Murphy. And why don't you tell us a little bit about her?
Yes, Miss Maddie Murphy. She's such a gem. She was so sweet, so fun to interview. She's so knowledgeable. Like Gavin said, Cosmic RX is a company that has been named one of the wellness industry's top 100 luminaries. She's been featured in Vogue, Refinery 29, Bustle, Elle, New York Times. She also has her own podcast called Cosmic RX Radio. She dives deep into topics like astrology, self-care, modern mysticism, mindset magic, and conscious entrepreneurship.
Big words.
Big words. She's so smart. She's an astrologer, intuitive healer, empowerment mentor, and cosmic consultant. The Cosmic RX, their mission is to tap into intuition and influence.
Wow.
So,
yeah, very, very excited to have Maddie on as a guest. Like, we were thinking about maybe just hiring an astrologer or something, mm-hmm. but then Haley was like, we should ask Maddie Murphy from Cosmic RX, because both of us are subscribed to her newsletter and
the daily affirmation text.
Yeah. So we were like, why don't we just ask her? And thank God she actually said yes. So
yeah.
We have her on the show a little bit later. But right now we're going to dive into
Pit and Peak.
We're working on the
insert
best
jingle here
for season two. You guys have no idea how good next season is going to be.
I'm so excited.
But we still have a couple more episodes for you. The Pit and Peak, I'll start it off this week. Pit and Peak. Let's see.
Gavin, what happened?
Well, I mean, it's kind of predictable to make my peak going to Denmark, but I will say a lot happened there. It was a lot of fun. I just got to kind of relax this trip. Usually when I go over there, it's like packed with sessions and meetings and whatever, which it was for the most part this time as well, but I got to like actually hang out with friends and chill. I spent the night in a tent at the festival, which is so not on brand for me.
Yeah, how was that?
Okay, so
are there like showers and stuff?
There was, yeah. So like they had it set up kind of like Coachella, honestly. It was like a mini Coachella. They had like those portable trailers that have showers and bathrooms and stuff in them, which they were really nice, especially over there. Like the cheapest hotels are like 4-star hotels here. So it's, anyways. So it was nice. I'm not a big camper, outdoorsy guy. Pretty, you know, I love to glamp.
I love glamping.
This was not glamping. This was like tent on the ground in the woods. I had one sleeping bag, no pillow, because I wasn't planning on actually camping. I was just gonna like play the festival, go back to my Airbnb, and call it a day.
Right.
And I had a great time. I was just vibing, you know, the vibes were immaculate. And so I had to stay. So Tim had an extra tent in his car and he was like, just stay here. You can camp, whatever. Tim leaves, goes to his hotel or his parents' house.
Oh my God.
To stay in a warm bed. And anyways, but it was funny because like, as I was going to bed, I like said goodnight to everyone and was like walking over to my tent, and there I accidentally left it open, which is like a huge no-no in the camp. And so there were so many bugs when I went into my tent, and I don't like bugs. I'm not a big bug guy.
Is anyone?
And so I like had my phone flashlight on, and one of the girls that we were hanging out with like saw this whole thing go down.
Oh God.
So you just see my shadow like in the tent, just like killing bugs everywhere, like just freaking the fuck out. And
oh my God.
That and so the next morning she was like, were you okay last night? Like, seemed like you were having a time in that tent. And I was like, oh my God. I didn't even think that anyone could see me, but alas. So that was my peak. It was just a fun trip, and I encourage anyone who can right now to just get out and be in nature.
Get a negative COVID test and go do things.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, all of this has only been possible because one, I'm vaccinated, and two, I've had about 20 COVID tests in the last month. All of which have been negative. Thank God.
God bless.
God bless.
And you got a tattoo.
I got a tattoo in of a
Denmark.
Mushroom. Whose idea was that? I was so, I hate to say this, but I was so drunk and just like over the moon with happiness and
if there's
serotonin.
Any time to get a mushroom tattoo, I feel like it's in Denmark.
It just made sense, like where we were at, it was very mystical and just like
right.
magical, and I was like, I'm gonna get a mushroom. And then what I didn't realize was that it could be taken as like, you know, like a magic mushroom, if you will. And, you know, working at a treatment center, I didn't know if that was like the ideal tattoo choice. So I got back and was like, so nervous about it. But everyone loves it. It's all good.
It's super cute.
It is cute. Anyways, my pit, not to like dampen the mood, but let's get real, just real quick. And then we can hide emotions for the rest of the episode. So my pit, unfortunately, my grandfather was diagnosed with leukemia a few weeks ago, and he is looking for a bone marrow donor for a bone marrow transplant. So if anybody listening would like to get tested to see if they're a match.
Or know anyone that could.
Yes, if you have some healthy bone marrow you'd like to donate, you can go to bethematch.com and sign up for a free kit. We'll send it to your house and then you can send it back, and it's a really easy process. So yeah, just wanted to shout that out, and we hope that he gets better soon.
He will.
But yeah, anyways, Haley, let's hear about your pit and peak. I'm excited for this one.
I feel like every time mine's just like a curveball.
Always. There's always something crazy.
It's just like life is never what you think it's going to be. But you just got to roll with the punches. So I'm actually going to start with my peak because it was...
Yeah.
It was really, really great. So my friend had a birthday party, and last year we were supposed to do it, but obviously with COVID, we couldn't have like a big party, but her like dream was to go to Medieval Times.
Crazy.
And like take a party bus from LA to Medieval Times, which is like in Buena Park in Orange County, basically. And so
hold on. I feel like we need to set the mood really quick for talk about this story. Okay, go ahead.
So we start off in Los Angeles, California, and we have a little pregame at her house, and a lovely party bus comes and picks us up and scoops us up. We are all dressed in character.
I'm obsessed.
Like full on lords and ladies. Everyone had a full on outfit. It was gorgeous. I loved it. The birthday girl, shout out Amy. She had a full blown.
Happy birthday, Amy.
Happy birthday, Amy girl. She had a full on like princess gown, hair done, flower crown. It was so amazing. So we take a party bus to Medieval Times. And let me tell you, when you're over 21, Medieval Times is a different...
It's so much
better. Oh my God. You like don't get utensils. You don't get anything. You eat with your hands. Like it's a full on.
No way.
Yeah. Like it's a full on thing. Like they give you like.
Oh, that would drive me crazy.
Oh, I didn't touch it. I really didn't. I was like, I can't do this. But they give you other things and you have to literally like eat with your hands. It's like a full on thing. There's jousting. There's a queen and a king and like knights and everything. And like each section is a different, you're rooting for a different knight. You're on different teams. It's so much fun. And then we take a party bus back to LA, and it was, party buses are so fun.
Yeah.
Like so much fun.
That's what they're made for.
It was a great time. So I honestly highly recommend going to Medieval Times when you're an adult because it's so much fun.
We have to go.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. I'll turn off the music. No, I'm so sorry. We had to like have that. That was great.
To set the scene.
I didn't want to listen to that story without that.
No, that made it.
So essentially it was like hot wench summer.
Yes. And I wouldn't have had it any other way.
I love that.
So yeah, so went to Medieval Times. That was a peak this month, which was, yeah, it was great. Highly recommend, 10 out of 10. And then my pit. So as you guys know, I moved back to LA. My apartment's amazing, but we did have some some issues.
There's been some hiccups, even from day one, like when you moved in, like last month's pit.
Oh my God.
You had said something about, he lost the keys.
Yeah.
And then you move in and then...
Move in on moving day. I go into my bathroom and the sink is like completely flooded. Like it had overflown. Like someone had like the sink got clogged like during the construction. Clearly when no one was here and it overflowed and literally flooded my bathroom. Like rotted the wood under the sink. So it had to like be replaced and everything. But that was really fun. I literally like... slept in Megan's room for like the first night with her because it was just like smelled like rotted wood.
That is so, just the worst thing to move into.
Literally
so
like
sorry.
Mildew. I was like, no, not doing that.
Because you texted me and you were like, you texted me a picture and I've had situations where I've had like mold in
like
my
black
house
mold,
and
yeah.
we've had to like move out and get it, you know, remediated. Is that a word?
Sure.
Yeah. Anyways, so we had to get it remediated. And
remediated. Gavin Bailey, 2021.
It's a word. I'm going to look this up as soon as we're done recording, just to make sure. Fact checking.
Yeah.
Anyways, and so I was nervous that that was going to happen because my mom actually got pretty sick from like being exposed to mold. And so I was like, you need to get someone out there to test it right now.
I was literally terrified, but luckily it wasn't and they replaced it. And then after that happened, our dishwasher like flooded. Like it, there was like a different, like someone installed it wrong, of course. And we were like running the dishwasher and then I come back in the kitchen and it's like, water everywhere. And I was like, I'm done. I can't do this. But then the plumber came, fixed it. But Megan and I have just been on a roller coaster with this place. But
yin and yang.
Yeah. There's always, like I said, there's always curveballs. It's just how you deal with it that matters.
It's just life.
It's
there's
just life.
There's always going to be some bad with the good. Because it's been pretty good for us,
yeah,
I would say.
It's, you know, nothing's perfect. But
nothing's perfect.
We handled it and I'm just glad to have a place. But yeah, that was my pit.
I would say that's a valid pit. And I'm so sorry you had to go through that.
It's okay. I'm stronger because of it.
You are. You're so strong and brave.
Oh my God, thank you. Not all heroes wear capes.
No, not at all.
And my hero was my plumber.
Absolutely. So. Shout out. What's his name?
Vladimir.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding. My landlord texts me and he goes...
I was not expecting that.
No, full blown. He goes, Vladimir is on his way. And I said, you've got to be kidding me.
That's incredible.
He was a
character. I'm not laughing at the name Vladimir. I'm just like, I was not expecting that.
No, my landlord literally goes, be prepared. He's a character. And I was like, cool, cool, cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But making friends.
Yeah. But he, and I got his number so I can just like call him whenever there's an issue, but hopefully there's not. But shout out Vladimir. He is a character, but he took care of the job. So,
guys,
all good.
The interview with Maddie is so great.
It's honestly one of my favorite. I know I say that, but like I've wanted to have her on. I've followed Cosmic RX since their like birth chart thing went viral on social media, and I love her. She's so cool. She has so much good information, and she read us a little bit,
just
like
a little
bit. Our birth charts, kind of.
So you don't want to miss it. Without further ado, if you've made it this far, thanks for listening. Please welcome to And That's That on That, Miss Maddie Murphy.
First of all, thank you so much, Maddie, for coming and joining us.
Welcome, welcome.
We're so excited to have you. We've been wanting to have someone like you that knows a lot about spirituality and astrology for quite a while. We've been talking about it on the podcast for a while.
We said it in our first episode too. We're like, we need to have
we promise we'll have someone. And you're the perfect guest because I've been following your company Cosmic RX for a while now, and I get the daily affirmation texts and the cosmic energy reports every Friday.
So awesome.
Because I'm also an astro nerd, but I don't know obviously half as much as you do, but how did you get into this? How did you start Cosmic RX? When did you, you know, find your passion for astrology and spirituality, and how did this all happen?
Well, first of all, thank you both for having me on. This is so fun. I Yay. Live for pop culture to a fault. So this is really Same. Fun. astrology, spirituality. Wow. What a whole thing. I guess the short story, because this could be like a 10-hour podcast of me just telling that. I was always into it growing up, as I'm sure, you know, either of you were or people listening right now. Curious, felt kind of witchy, loved magic, the whole nine yards, kit and caboodle, had all the like astrology books and incense and off of my local spiritual shop. And then, nice. You know, as one does, you know, I'm born and raised in New York. I was like, okay, I gotta kind of like be serious now and go out in corporate America or do something. And all that kind of just like fell by the wayside. Flash forward, Saturn return, life falls apart, you know, call off my wedding, leave my job, have no friends, my parents get divorced. I was like, okay, so life wow. reset. And I returned back to just like walking around Washington Square Park. I was like, I guess I should try that whole, like all the stuff I used to do. Why not? And my aunt and my cousin, always into numerology, astrology, tarot. So I got to like come back to them and been like, okay, but now with the adult lens of like, this is actual healing, you know, trauma. This is working on shadow work. This is not just like me playing in the woods, making potions. It was a little bit like, 100%. Oh, we're in this now. And then I started my own businesses and I realized that I learned everything about myself through business. So I was like, okay, this is like, I really need these tools now of, you know, spiritual self-care, honoring my boundaries, trusting my intuition, working with astrology. But it all felt very, like I was trying to get other people involved, other entrepreneurs, like, hey, this really helped me. And it was, they were all like intimidated by it or just like not into it or just like turned off by it. And I was like, why? And I'm like, oh, cause it's just so, such a large thing to tap into. Yeah. And I love the feeling of like going to a workshop or retreat. I would come back and be like, my life is different. I'm a better person. I am goddess. I am above all of life's bullshit with you muggles. Like, that you're down there on the 3D, I'm 5D. And then I'm
vibrating
like
high.
I'm vibrating so high, baby. And then like 4 days later, like, you know, someone would like fart on me on the subway and I'd get like an angry email from my business partner and I'd be like, everything would be crumbling. So I was like, what are these tools? How do I make this accessible? So that's where Cosmic RX was born of like, okay, what's just the need to know right now? What's the need to know? How do we make all of this whole world, astrology, spirituality, empowerment, self-care, community support, accessible, digestible, fun. I'm like, I kept thinking this is not my purpose because I'm like, I'm not a spiritual, like presenting person. I'm very like messy. I curse a lot. I am very just like vulgar. And also I'm very, sometimes like I don't buy into a lot of the stuff. So I'm like, am I really meant to do this? My best friend, Colin Bedell of Queer Cosmos, my now best friend, gave me an astrology reading when he's like, no, you're meant to like bring all the spiritual stuff earthside, but make it digestible for people. So it was an astrology reading that was the final like push into taking this whole thing full time. So I hope that was like the most Cliff Notes version of a wild, chaotic journey. So I hope that made sense.
Absolutely. No, that's awesome. Was this during a time where, because I feel like a lot of astrology and like kind of new age spirituality and things have become more in the mainstream and I feel like in the last decade or so, did you ever get any sort of like negative response at first kind of going into that? Because I know there was probably a few people doing the same thing, but yours obviously stands out.
I appreciate that, for better or worse. I think, you know, the Washington Square Park life falling apart moment was 2012 for me, which was like that whole like, oh, the end of the world is coming. And I went to a talk and was like, no, that was the end of a certain world we lived in, of this really like head-based sort of like toxic patriarchal energy that we've been immersed in. That was like one awakening. So I was like, okay, on track. Got it.
Yeah.
Then, you know, the next thing I kept hearing about in these like circles was like, oh, 2020, something crazy is going to happen. The great Capricorn convergence. And I'm like, okay, you know, I guess, sure. But I guess I should start learning about it. And then it was in 2016, after the first election of that brought in you know who into office. I owned a coffee shop in Brooklyn at the time. I was doing a lot of experimental like drinks that were to connect people to the inner child, like unicorn drink and a mermaid drink. And they were all full with like cool, like plant-based energy that I was like, I just want everyone to tap back into hope and inspiration and their inner child. Because like, I feel like something's coming, and then the election happened. I was like, oh my God. And so that's when I started being like, oh, I get, you know, not to sound like that woo-woo spiritual person, but I was literally having downloads and dreams. I was like, you need to get as many people on board with this new revolution that's going to happen. And it's going to be spiritual, but it's going to be, you know, social justice. It's going to be financial. It's going to be everything. Like those shirts, it's like future is female. I'm like, no. Like the future is so much bigger than that. I was like, we got to think outside of this moment or whole, we're going to go through a whole collapse, and we need people to be like owning their own shit, essentially is what it was. It was like walk in self-love, but also walk in like owning your shadow and your shit. Because to me, that's what like Trump was, this like avatar of our collective shadow consciousness as a nation. And then I was like, I guess we gotta do this. And I didn't want to at all, but it was like everything was just pushing me into it. So yeah, to your point, Gavin, like I was like, what am I doing? This is so insane. Telling my friends and family I'm going like full time. My husband called it like my side cosmic hustle. And a lot of people were like, this is so stupid. This makes no sense. This is made up. This is bullshit. Like you're selling snake oil salesman. And I was like, honestly, if it works for someone, it works. And like sit down, I will read you to filth. And then you tell me what's fake and what's not. But it was great. It's a journey. It's everything's a journey in life. And I always say I'm not for everyone. And that's good because... I don't want to be for everyone.
Exactly. Yeah. That means you have a demographic and a brand that you've built. And it's actually crazy. I remember when the birth chart thing went viral that you created. And that's how I first like learned about Cosmic RX. And I saw even like someone like Casey Musgraves reposted it. And I was like, this is crazy. Like that people are so interested in that stuff. But then there's also the other side that doesn't believe it or like thinks it's all foo-foo and like nuts. And what would you tell someone that's kind of like, oh, astrology is not real. Oh, spirituality is just like, you know, what would you say to like a skeptic?
Bye.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm like, do whatever you like. What do you believe in? Like fantasy football?
Exactly.
The stock market? What is your truth? Like truly, like I tell people, almost the people who ask about like, how do I convince someone in my life about like astrology or spirituality? I'm like, you don't. Like, like to me, like my husband is a really good example. He is like a life wizard, but he's also like a deep muggle. Like, you know, he played football in college. He works in finance. He is so sweet. He's so empathetic. He is intuitive, and like his past lives are insane. But in this lifetime, he's like, what? And everything, like energy work, he's like, I kind of get it. Like crystals, like, yeah, they're pretty. But astrology, because astrology is just a study of patterns. And so you go back and you see, oh, the Cuban Missile Crisis happened during Mercury retrograde. Like, okay, that makes sense. And you start just studying like over and over again. And that's why I love the tagline. Like if astrology isn't real, then why? Like today it's July 28th and every astrologer's like, well, July 28th, Saturn, Jupiter, and Aquarius, limitations on, you know, society, how we communicate, how we connect. That's when like mask mandates are going to go back into place. And they were going to, you know, and it's like, yep, July 28th, wake up to like CNN, CNBC, like, and masks, everyone's wearing masks again. You're like, okay, you just study the patterns after a while. And then you get, I tell people if they really want to know, like it'll find them. Or get a professional chart reading. Don't read a horoscope. Don't read like a meme. But every Libra is like this.
Yeah.
Sit down with a professional chart reader and like you will be blown away at having someone witness like the deepest part of your soul. But like if they're not open to it, I'm not like, I have my revolutionaries. I have my weirdos, my misfits, my witches, my cosmic change makers. I'm like, they get my energy. If someone's a skeptic, I'm like, love it. Love that journey.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Fires you up more.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. That is like, I have a lot of rebel energy in my chart, even though my Virgo is like trying to like keep me in place at all times. And I do love like a prove me, a watch me energy.
I'd like that.
I do love that. Like more in like a top, one of the time a guy interviewed me and right 100%. Before we were going on live, he's like, I'm a skeptic, so I'm going to ask some tough questions. And I was like, all right, okay. Like,
here we go.
Let's go.
I want to bring up our big three.
Yeah. What are yours, Maddie? And then we'll tell you ours.
So I'm a Virgo, Sun, Cancer rising, Pisces moon.
To me, that makes a lot of sense because you're organized, you're a Virgo, you're by the rules, but you're also a lover and you feel for people and you have your crew through your water signs that are your Cancer and Pisces. I like that balance.
I think between the two of us, between Haley and I, she's definitely more knowledgeable on the astrology / zodiac side of things. Mm-hmm. However, my big three, I am a Gemini sun, a Scorpio rising, and a Leo moon.
How chaotic is that?
So chaotic, but so fun. Like I would love to party with you.
And every time.
I love that. I love everyone's chart so much. I'm just like, yeah. I love that. But I'm like, so truly cool. Like I live for Scorpio risings. You give me sexy vampire energy.
Yes.
I get that a lot, actually. Like people always like, not sexy vampire, but like people always like refer to me as like, they feel like not a dark, like negative energy, but more of just kind of like a mysterious, like intense vibe.
Yeah.
And I never really got that because I always just thought like, if you're a Gemini, like you're a Gemini and that's like your traits down to a T or whatever. And I didn't really start exploring all the different aspects of that and your birth chart until I was much older. But it's so interesting to me because that makes a lot of sense now as like a Scorpio rising, you're going to give those kinds of vibes. And like, it's fascinating to me how it all just relates with everyone. And even if you don't believe in it, like if you look at that person's chart, it's still going to be accurate.
Yeah. 100%.
Right. Like that's my first thing. Telling me you're a skeptic. And I'm
Absolutely. So true. Okay, I'm a Pisces rising, Scorpio sun and moon. So my emotions run deep, hardcore, and then my Scorpio is like I'm intense, but then my Pisces like a rising kind of balances it out, but through and through, emotional as fuck.
like, honey, you have the emotional intelligence. You are there. You are deep. Don't try and hide anything from Haley. Haley is like,
literally, like,
good luck.
The energy, I can sense energy. I can sense if someone's, one, going to be in my life for a long time the second I meet you, or two, if you're like, you're not your bad news. I can tell in a second. And that's why I don't like date. Like I've been single for a long time because I know when I know, like right away. I don't waste like time like dating. Do I like him? Do I like him? I'm like, no, I know when I know. Like it's very weird. Energy is like number one for me. And my intuition is like everything. I don't know. I've always had that. I've always had like this intuition of like, I know when I know and I know when I don't know.
It's true though. Her intuition is bonkers. I want to ask you a question. I mean, there's
Scorpio
like
rising.
Yeah.
The two of you, and now I'm just like seeing your birth charts. I also, I just want to circle back. I love that you don't feel like a Scorpio, that sexy energy you give off to everyone because you're Leo moon. It's just like, hi, like I'm a happy.
Is that what that
I'm
is?
I'm a happy kitten. In your internal world, you're like, I'm a little kitten. And everyone's like, look at Gavin, he's so mysterious. What are these thinking? And the flash to your brain, you're like, I remember that one time there was that cat video. And you're just like, everyone's like, he's so mysterious.
Yeah. Oh my God, accurate.
It's so accurate. When you meet new people, they're like, you are a little like skeptical. You're like, you don't show like right away. You don't show everything right away. You're like, oh, I'll wait until like they show me some stuff. And that's probably your mysterious like
true
part is that you're like, but then you're Leo moon. The second you get to know people, you're like, let's party. Let's go.
So like, since I'm a Leo moon and we are approaching Leo season, mm-hmm. I'm curious what that means for me and this in this period of time. or he's for like, other Leo moons.
Very on
Leo
brand
signs.
For Leo moons. Like, I got you on this what podcast to ask about me? My favorite subject. Me. That's also all of us. That's why I say I always have a job. Like, I am recession proof because you know what people like talking about?
Themselves.
Me included. Me. That is me. I am them.
Guilty.
Guilty.
So I love this question because part of, you know, my Virgo framework for all of my Pisces information I want to share with the world is I use the zodiac as this wheel. It is astrology. It's your horoscope. It's like, you know, transits. But really, it's just this wheel of human growth. The birth chart represents like our soul's evolution, and we're meant to go through it every year, but just doing one thing at a time, lighting up one part. And every one of us has all 12 zodiac signs within us. So if someone ever shits talk, Gemini and Scorpio, you guys get the most heat in the zodiac. Yeah. And I'm like, well, first of all, joke's on you. You played yourself because you have Gemini and Scorpio in your chart. And second of all, like, Gemini and Scorpio, it's like, it's usually you guys reflect back to people things they don't like about themselves. That's a Scorpio shadow thing that and Gemini in that duality. So I'm always like, double congratulations. You played yourself again. Because whatever you didn't like about that Scorpio is what you don't like about yourself.
Yeah, he literally will do that to me. He'll reflect back like what I'm like, oh, you should call me out on that. You really should.
Yeah. So that's my first thing about the wheel astrology. Then we all go through every season. And even if like I don't have a lot of Leo, I don't have any Leo planets in my chart, but my second house, how I make money, how I find value in life, my financial revenue streams of life are connected to Leo. So everyone has Leo in their chart. So right now it's Leo season. Everyone's getting like their solar panel. The sun is lighting up something in them and illuminating their next area of growth or their next way to share their most authentic self. So for all of us, Leo season's asking us to be seen, you know, to step into the spotlight, to be our most authentic self, to tune into our heart, to tune into our inner child, playfulness. We all feel it a lot during Leo season because the sun rules Leo. Like, the sun is at home in Leo. That's why we're all like... Let's go dance on the table and do karaoke. We're all like, oh yeah, it feels good to be alive.
Yes.
And then Virgo comes in like cleaning up the confetti, like, okay, but now like let's just like get back to work a little bit. And for you with the Leo moons, you look at the area it is. So the sun is gonna really light up your inner world right now, your emotional self. Like, it's a good time to reflect. Like, what did I learn about myself and my emotional needs in the last year? Where can I show up more in a deeper truth with my most authentic inner child's expression, my intuitive self, my creative self? These are all our moon. What have I learned about how I react to emotional stimuli? You know, what's evolving within me within that? And really the biggest thing for Leo, where's your chart, is like, show up boldly. Like, if we don't show up boldly at that part of our chart, it's like our life force dims. So for you, I would also say that August 8th is going to be a huge day for you because it's a Leo new moon. The sun and moon line up in Leo, but it's also this esoteric ancient day of healing. Again, my Virgo is hearing myself talk like, oh my God. That's 8-8 Lionsgate. That's this like huge day of like... they built like the pyramids to line up with this alignment that happens on 8-8 because it was believed that we got like upgrades on a spiritual level and our heart level and like healing. So if there's something you want to let go of from the past year, 8-8, do a ritual, burn it in a fire, and then like cast a big wish or set a big intention, a manifestation around like whatever you need to tap into more confidence and courage and more heart-centered living in your life. But it's big this year because it lines up both and you're a Leo moon. So that's your like emotional rebirth for the year.
I feel that. I definitely feel like I've been on the way to that and like been shedding parts of myself throughout the year and really transforming into a new version of myself. And I feel like, yeah, I have felt that momentum a lot the last few months.
It's so interesting. I love a new moon because it's so crazy in this past few years. Well, I guess just through 2020, I really kind of just listened to my intuition, gave up control and just kind of listened to what the universe was telling me and just kind of said, you know what? The universe has taken care of me up to now. It's going to keep doing that. And I just have to let it happen and just keep doing what I'm doing. And on the last full moon of 2020, I quit my job. I was like, I can't, I have to move on. It wasn't serving me. It was, you know, whatever. And then within one full year, on the next full moon, almost a year to the day, I got a new job offer that was like way better for me. And I had done all the things, like manifested on the moons, like the new moons, the super moon. It was the red. Which one was that?
Blood moon.
Was it the blood moon? I think it was, but I did a lot of manifesting on that day. And then things just started lining up like to the day. It was insane. And I totally just believe that the universe is doing its thing at all times.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on manifestations and like art of manifesting?
10 hours to the subject. Okay. So manifesting is the ultimate, you know, form of empowerment, because it's reminding you that life isn't happening to you, that you get to work, you know, and have your life move through you and be the co-creator, co-architect, co-artist of your life.
True.
But it's not just like, you know, as you all know, it's not just about like a vision board or like reading The Secret one time. It's about shifting your whole vibration to become like a vibrational match for the thing that you desire. And that's why it is important to sit down and work with ritual and get clear on what you want to manifest. But if you're saying that you want to manifest a partner, but your whole field is vibrating that you're not worthy of love, you're going to either attract it and self-sabotage and ruin it right away, or you're going to like never attract it. So it's like you have to figure out, okay, first get clear. What's the thing you want to manifest? What lights you the fuck up? And it has to have an emotional attachment. Can I curse on you?
Of course.
Absolutely.
Okay. I think I could, based on my samplings, but I was okay, so what lights you up? The best manifestations have emotion attached to it. So I could say, I want to manifest a pay grade, more money in my bank account. That's kind of flat to me. On paper, yes, everyone wants that.
Sure.
Why? What's your why? What's the emotion you want to feel with that money? For me, I want to feel generous with people I love. I want to, you know, I want to feel free. I want to feel like the feeling of, you know, not having to work out of feeling pressure. I want to feel more pleasure in my life. So tapping into those emotional centers, and then your work then is like, let that go, surrender it to the universe, something better, call it in present tense. Like, I have, you know, XYZ money. I'm so grateful for my pay raise to help me feel free and generous. And then you work on, in the meantime, like you plant those seeds and then you tend to them with self-care. You tend to them of like, okay, well, what does my mind, my body, my energy field, my heart, my soul need to like step into that place of freedom, to step into that place of generosity? And I always say too, this is like my very, very, very Cliff's Notes, but it's about alignment, like, and figure, and just trusting, like if something's not working out, you're trying to manifest something and it's not working out, it's up to trust, like that's not meant for you, or it's not, it's something better is coming along.
Yep.
And like that trust and that like releasing is also part, because the universe needs you to allow it to work its magic. And we're so stubborn as humans. We're like, I need to get from point A to point B.
Yep.
In 6 business days.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, you have to surrender. That's part of it. It's a really like receptive and proactive, like a dance of like receiving and then taking. And then some people are only about receiving. They're like, just receive, receive. But I'm like, yes, but then you have to take action when that thing comes.
Yeah,
like
you
have to say
work.
Yes and show up. And I say too, if you want your manifestations to really feel powerful and to happen faster, like connect them to being of service. Like,
absolutely.
Who can I help with this?
Yeah.
How can I shift? Because if anyone hasn't noticed, we're going through like a whole reset, a revolution.
Yeah.
And like, we need people like vibrating high. We do need people living a life where they're fulfilled, but we need people feeling free so that we can help other people feel free. And so I'm like, attach your manifestation to being of service and it will hit differently. I promise you that, like 1,000%. So that's like my
Amen.
Really bridge notes, but
I love that.
That's awesome. So with I'm Scorpio sun and moon, and then obviously he's Gemini sun, Leo moon. What is that kind of compatible? Because the second we met, we immediately became best friends. We've been best friends for like almost 11 years now, and it never felt like a friendship. It just felt like we're half of each other. It's very interesting.
Oh, I love that. I mean, I would love to look deeper in your charts, but I will say that when you were saying that you're Scorpio rising and then you're double Scorpio, right? Sun and moon.
Sun and moon, Scorpio, Pisces rising. Right.
So his Scorpio rising and your sun and moon, so Scorpio risings, like you lead by like finding the truth. You're the investigator, you're the detective, and you're like sussing out what's the next like real thing. And there's kind of like an investigate. That's what I love. Like you are here asking questions. You investigate. That's how you like find your next, your rising, your step into your soul's purpose through living that way. But you're also like mirroring that out to the world in a way of like, again, like, you're just your most authentic self in that way, especially like the Leo moon, very authentic. So it's speaking to your Scorpio sun and moon because you're sensing like his, it's like the two of you have like no secrets, but you have this like deep soul connection. And whenever your rising sign, you're friends with someone that's their sun or moon, it's that they're helping you like push forward in life in a beautiful way. So that's what you offer to Gavin, is you're helping him ascend. And Gavin, you're helping Haley be seen for her most authentic self, and you're helping her feel like that's safe in the world.
That's crazy. So like,
that is,
it's
so
like a
true.
Really beautiful, like really symbiotic offering in life, right? Yeah. Like sometimes we like offer that, but we don't get anything back. But it's like the two of you are constantly like healing and helping each other, and you both also can have like a wordless connection, like
that's
very nonverbal
so
connection.
Absolutely. That's so 100%. Awesome. I feel like, oh God, I was just thinking about that today too. Like I was saying, like how Haley brings out like my most authentic self, I feel, when we're together, which is a big part of why we wanted to do like this podcast together, because like we could be real and just be ourselves on this show. So I feel like, you know, it was all written in the stars.
It was.
It
and
was
we,
written in the stars. Absolutely.
We actually like saw a random weird psychic. Right after I quit my job, we like one day just were like, we found the psychic. We're like, let's go. We've always wanted to go. And one of the biggest things she told us was like, you two are going to work together, and it's going to be really important that you guys do work together. That's going to be like your biggest thing. And this was before we even dreamed about a podcast. Like this was way before that. And then we started doing the podcast, and she actually described like a purple background with, you know, an outline of a white, you know, body. And then there's a heartbeat around it. And we were like, what the hell is she talking about? Like, that's insane.
Okay, lady.
And then we started working together, and we go to pick like what streaming services we're going to put the podcast out on. And the Apple podcast app is literal purple background with a person in the middle and like heartbeat rings around it. And we were like, that is nuts. So I think
you can't make this up.
I think you're absolutely, yeah. Like we push each other forward, which is pretty cool. And he kind of brings me back down to earth when I'm like maybe not being my most authentic self. That is absolutely so true. So thank you for that. Thank you for investigating that, because that makes sense. That really does.
Yeah,
I love that. And the other thing I will say is that Gemini and Scorpio are associated with like the underworld in old mythology. And that's why, again, my people don't like them, because they're exposing what's like under and like shadow.
Yeah, interesting.
So basically, though, Gemini and Scorpio is like ride or die energy, like gates of hell and back with each other. Like we don't like it's an intensity
period.
That not everyone
period.
Can handle. But that's on the two of you. That's on that period.
Yes.
Ride or die, gates of hell. And that's
I love
on that.
It.
Okay.
So true. Oh my God. You nailed it.
It's been seriously such a pleasure having you on the show. I've learned a lot about Haley and myself and you.
And you.
We would love to meet you in real life sometime if you're ever in LA.
Absolutely.
Or if we're in New York, please hit us
up.
Oh,
I'm coming to LA.
Let's go.
I'm coming to LA this fall. I'll let you know. Let's go.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
Oh my God. Love that. So every day, Cosmic RX puts out a daily affirmations text, which is completely free. And they also have a cosmic energy report every Friday, giving you a breakdown of what the week holds. I subscribe to both of them and I love it. it. So
I do as well. And of course, if you want to pick up some merch, some Oracle cards, they even have those. That's all going to be at cosmicrx.com. Thank you so much, Maddie. I hope you have a great, wonderful rest of your week. And
thank you, my little moonbeams.
And we'll see you hopefully soon.
Hopefully soon.
Thank you so much, Maddie, again for coming on our podcast. That was such a fun interview. I can't wait for more of these.
I know. I'm so glad we finally had an astrologer on. Any of y'all skeptics, now you know.
Now you know. No, that was so great. If you want to follow Maddie, you have her socials. Haley, why don't you list them off?
Yeah, so you can follow Maddie's personal account at I Am Maddie Murphy on Instagram, as well as at CosmicRx. Again, she has her own podcast that you guys can listen to, where she drops some knowledge every week about what's going on in the stars and the universe. And it's awesome. I love listening to it. So,
and if you want morning affirmation texts, which are always very beneficial to start your day, you can subscribe to that. That's all going to be at cosmicrx.com. So head over there. You'll see everything you need.
Yes, sir. So thanks, guys, again so much for listening. We will see you next month for episode 9.
Bye.
Bye.